The Nova trials are broken, but they're coming back a little bit better. We have a new Cosmic Crucible. We have a new war and a bunch of crashes in the game. We're going to talk about all the good and bad this week in Marvel Strike Force in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. This week, I'm joined by my brother, Mr. Hargrave, for all the info. And if you're ready for it, Mr. Hargrave, tell him what to do, my friend.
Let's go. Smash it.
Alley flying.
Hello, Valley Maniacs. Welcome back to the Valley Flying channel. I am Valley Flying. I hope you're having a great day. We're talking all about the good, bad, the crashes, the newness in Crucible, the newness in War, the Nova Trials, everything in Marvel Strike Force this week. And if this is your first time here, hit that subscribe button for more great Marvel Strike Force content. We have question and answer videos, gameplay videos, and things like your weekly news update. I am joined this week by my brother, Mr. Hargrave, to talk about everything going on in Marvel Strike Force. Have you been able to play Marvel Strike Force this week?
Yes, I was able to eventually log
in. Okay, yeah, I'm glad you were. I know a lot of players weren't able to log in. I know a lot of players weren't able to do their Crucible. We got a lot of things reset. The Nova trials were broken. But yes, how are you enjoying Marvel Strike Force overall? Despite all the brokenness and some of the orbs that are coming to the game, where is your head with Marvel Strike Force right now?
I'm still disappointed by the lack of gameplay. I'm looking forward to the Nova Scourge or Nova Trial or whatever you want to call it coming back.
Yes,
where the leaderboard is active, so that I'm encouraged to actually put up a good score.
Yes,
I guess.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
The good thing is we're going to get some more rewards with it as well. We're going to talk about that when we get to the Nova. But I did want to ask you, what are you hoarding this week, Mr. Hargrave? Are you hoarding everything, or are you only hoarding the select things that we need to be watching for?
Well, I'm hoarding everything. But yeah, this
good.
Week
is smart.
Yeah, this week we have a special on training orbs.
Yeah, training orbs May 26th for the Geared for Glory. Looks like a pretty decent event. Looks like a bonus event because it's not tied to the monthly milestone. So if you don't want to really participate, you don't have to. You miss out on some rewards, but it's not like a required thing. You're not missing out on a huge thing if you miss this. So that's pretty much the only thing we're hoarding. I'm still hoarding my ISO 8 energy in game right now. Are you hoarding that as well? I'm not sure if we're going to need this. We don't have a coordinate itself on the schedule, but I have not claimed this yet, just in case.
Yeah, that's the best way to go. Plus, they have the new hard difficulty, which is going to drop any day.
Oh, I forgot about that. Did we get a date announced on the hard difficulty for the new ISO 8? No, okay. I don't think it was even mentioned in the blog. We just saw that there. But yeah, we have 13 more days to claim this stuff. So I'm not going to claim this. And I would advise you guys not claiming that stuff.
Good news. If you don't claim this, it'll go to your inbox.
However, and then you got 7 more days for that.
Exactly.
That's even better. Okay, so
yeah, it's not
13 days. It's 20 days that you got to claim this stuff. That's a really good point. All right, so that is what the Horde Watch this week. But let's talk about a gold crunch. I do want to talk about some positive things, but I do want to talk about this gold crunch that's going on right now, because that's been mentioned so much in the Envoy chat. I've been seeing that on Reddit. Mm-hmm. People are mentioning on stream. How is your gold inventory right now, Mr. Hargrave? Are you hoarding your gold orbs? Do you have a lot of gold? What is the issue going on with gold right now for a lot of the community?
Yeah, I think we're having a real gold economy problem, and that's what we're highlighting in the Envoy chat. I think everybody's in agreement there, which is usually a really good sign.
Yeah.
If the Envoy's bicker, which is something I don't partake in, you've probably noticed I don't do fights in there. but, you know, it's I say my piece.
There's not a lot of them. There's not a lot of them, just to be honest. There's not a lot.
Yeah, I think when we all agree is the best, and I think we all agree that we're having an issue with gold. I got 28 million and 25 gold orbs, and that's it. And that's probably the lowest I've been on gold for the last like 3 years. So it's pretty rough. I think the level cap being increased to level 95 with no economy adjustment is a big reason for it.
Well, not just level 95, level 90, level 85 as well. It's been a few level cap increases that we haven't had a significant economy change. Like, I don't even remember the last time the challenges were updated. I don't think the monthly gold event has been updated. I can't remember it being updated. The gold orbs, I think they've been updated twice, but I we were talking about that last week. That may not be a good solution to update the gold orbs because so many people have these hoarded, but what do you think the solution would be? Just in bringing it back to the calendar that was taken out? Because they said during one of the Merc updates that you were going to get more gold. And one of the sources for that was in the calendar. That was taken out a few months ago. So what is the solution? Is it a second gold orb, or is it just giving more gold overall? What would the solution be for this?
I think the best solution is going to be something that's a win-win. And if they want to drive up participation in any area, like maybe they want to get people to play Crucible more, well, put some gold, involve some gold in Crucible, right? There's a great place to put it. And if they have a new game mode coming up, they might be holding off because they said they have a new game mode coming. Maybe that's going to be some kind of source of gold. Who knows? They should probably make the move that Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes did, where they take the cores out of the arena, put some gold into the arena to replace it.
How about not replacing it? Just keep the cores there. Also put gold there. No, let's not replace things, Mr. Hardgrave. That's my only place for cores. So I like that idea. Just don't take away the cores.
Well, the idea is to move them into Cosmic Crucible to drive up engagement on Cosmic Crucible, because that's what they did with Galaxy of Heroes. Which everybody viewed as a really positive change, because it was a lot more cores.
I think they did that with the Quicksilver shards, though. That's why they put the Quicksilver shards to drive the engagement of Crucible. So keep the cores there. Just put gold everywhere. How much do you think we need? I know the old standard was about 1 million a day. I know I'm spending about 2 million a day. So obviously we've gotten more gold somewhere. I'm not sure where, but what is it? Is it about 3 million a day that we need to spend at this point with this new level caps and all this stuff? But what would the daily goal be? Just off the top of your head, I know you haven't done the math, but what do you feel that it should be?
I mean, I think at this point in the game, if we are earning at the end game, this isn't going to be for everybody. And I think that across, you know, we should see increases across the board. So new players should be getting 1 million a day. Mid game players should be getting 2.5 million a day. End game players, maybe 4 million a day. To really kind of keep up with all of the stuff that's going on. Mm. We'll spend it on tier 18s. We'll blow it in a variety of ways. There's a lot of places to spend gold and not a lot coming in. They did do one. I do want to point out they did do one thing, and that is you can farm gold orbs on a few nodes now.
That is good. Yeah, I farmed those every day, and I farmed the training orbs every day on the hard heroes and the hard villains. So,
but they did more of those. They did a little more for training orbs, in that the training orbs were a part of those invaders events. It was a lot of training orbs. Yeah. And we didn't have the gold orbs to kind of compensate for that. So right now, the reason why I think I can cite that we have a gold problem and not a training orb problem is my training orbs are like off the hook. Like I have tons of training materials, but like not enough gold to use them. So there's clearly some kind of problem.
All right, so let me know in the comments, how much gold do you think we should be getting per day? I'm thinking it's probably about 3, just to keep up with the inflation, everything going up in cost in the game. So, but I don't know. I haven't really done the math. I think 3 million is a decent target, but I know I'm spending more. So they've given more gold somewhere. It just doesn't seem like enough with this next level cap and everything like that. You mentioned these incursion raids. Yeah. We're still wondering, when are players going to get the compensation? Now, I know, like, for certain players like myself, I was fully compensated. I did spend for that event and I got the compensation I needed. Some players were able to get go through that whole run without buying the offers, and they got all that stuff. The one group that did not really properly get compensated, let's say you went in and did one node. And then things stopped. They got nothing for that. So do you think that this compensation for these incursion raids, this event is coming, or they haven't mentioned it a bunch and they've given out and they're done with it?
So there was some missing ISO Blue 5.
ISO Blue 5 in the compensation. Yes. None of that in the compensation.
Some people were able to glitch into that and get it.
Yes.
And then a lot of people were left out of that, did not exploit the glitch, and were not they compensated.
They didn't get any ISO 5. They got some compensation, but no ISO 5 in that compensation.
All the rewards except for the Blue 5.
The most important thing.
I don't know, man. The trend seems to be that they care the most about the people who spend the most.
And the those people were taken care of, but it doesn't create an equal playing field, is my point.
You know, you can pay to win, so I don't know how equal we're ever going to be. But yeah, I mean, the more days that go on, the less of a big deal it becomes, because the more ISO 5 is going to be handed out, they should eventually comp it.
Do you think they will, or they're done with it at this point? Because it's been a few weeks. They haven't mentioned anything.
Yeah, they may. We might have to. You might have to take the loss on that one, which is unfortunate because there were a deal of people. I mean, you know, like and subscribe to your content creators. They'll let you know when stuff is glitched out, right? And then take advantage of it the moment you can. That's what you got to do.
All right. Well, there's a lot more negative things we're going to talk about in this video, but I did want to talk about a few positive things before we move on to that and get totally negative in this video, because there are a few wins for the community this week. One of them is Kang going to the orbs finally. And the good thing about this is because they're running the Nova event again and they screwed up on that, people may be able to get Kang and use them for the event once this goes into premium orbs. Iron Fist World War II is also going there. I can't remember. Had Captain America World War II gone to those orbs yet, or was he skipped over? Some people were mentioning on there.
They skipped over Kang.
Okay, so Kang was skipped over, but now he's going there. So that's a good small win for the community. We also have an event going on right now, and it is for Gwenpool. And I think this is a pretty good event. If you're just looking at this from the Gwenpool unlock, it's pretty good. You have to spend campaign energy. You have to do your rage. You can get a Gwenpool unlock. Pretty decent, right? But the orbs, I don't think it's worth buying any of these orbs. Have you bought any of these orbs at all for this event?
I refuse to buy the orbs. There is a daily store offer for 200,000 gold that'll get you 300,000 points. That's the best offer, but that's
if you're looking to score for this event.
And it's all about the leaderboard. It wouldn't really help you out with the milestone rewards, but the leaderboard is, you know, I don't know.
So it's auction. There. Who's going to spend the most gold to get the extra shard? Now, all these orbs here, not very good. I think the best out of these orbs is the super rad one where you're getting the gear 16 and 17s. But have you seen the contents of this party pool orbs? What is this, 700,000 gold to get this stuff?
Oh, it's that. Those are really awful. Yeah, the super rad. What I like about the super rad orbs is that it's all mystic and mutant gear. And that's a big choke point for Apocalypse, is that mutant gear.
Yeah.
I got through it. I got my fully upgraded Apocalypse. So I have no
interest in
that now. So I got no interest in that. But I know that a lot of people are in a spot where they just need to finish off Deathseed or maybe Deathpool or something of that nature. So that's great. That our Weaver as well, because Mystic is a bit of a choke point too.
All right, so Mr. Hargrave, should I be leveling my character? Should I be buying this super rad orb, or should I be buying these gear 18 pieces? Because I can't do everything. There's not enough gold in the economy to do everything.
They're really, well, this is another reason why they might want to address the gold thing. They run events like this where we're, you know, they encourage us to spend our gold. I'm like, I got none. All my gold is earmarked for other stuff. For I got to build stuff in my roster to keep up with my alliance, which is very high end and demanding.
So, yeah. All right. So the event is overall pretty good, but it could be a little better. We have another event that's coming up, though. As far as the orbs, it could be a little better. But as far as the unlock, it doesn't take too much work. I would like to get more stars on her, but 3, I guess, is not that bad for just, you know, spending energy, doing a raid stuff I was doing anyway. But yeah, I'm probably not going to participate in an auction, spending a bunch of gold for that. We also have this Gear for Glory coming up. This is coming up on the 26th of May. And this is where you need to save your stuff for. Decent rewards. If we look at them, they're okay. And I guess the good thing about this is it's not tied to the monthly milestone event. So if you don't do all this stuff, you don't claim these, there's not a minimum that you need to get like for a meta item. So that's good. This is the math here that you're showing. You play a war battle, 100,000 points, and it's limited to 30,000 points. So you can get to 30,000 just by doing your war. Pretty easy getting to milestone 18 on this. And then if you want to get further than that, you got to get the training orbs. And there's a leaderboard as well. So it's another auction. The leaderboard, there is the ISO 8 blue there, ISO 8 5 blue. So
There is, but it's less than every other milestone we've ever seen. Every other leaderboard we've ever seen has had more ISO 5 on it. I don't know what's going on here, but they really shorted it, at least in the chart that I saw. It's subject to change. When it hits the game, maybe there'll be more. But right now, it looks like I'm considering not opening my training orbs for this.
Yeah, I don't know. This is not tied to a monthly milestone event. There's no character shards in here. All it is an auction for the T5 ions. I might do the same.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it. Plus, we seem to be having these every month. And, you know, we're going to run out of training. Yeah. I'm already out of gold orbs.
I'm going to do the same. I'm going to save this till the next one. I'm not going to open my training orbs on this one. Unless I, of course, need training orbs for a character.
There you go.
All right. So there was a login issue, Mr. Hargrave, that we talked about briefly, where players were not able to log into the game. How much does this affect you?
Not really. I mean, yeah, it was down for like 2 hours, right?
It's down for a couple hours. Now, this was during a time that I was sick. So I was in bed and this didn't really affect me, but we did get some compensation. Yeah. We got some pretty good compensation. We got some points for this Gwenpool milestone. So make sure you claim this before that milestone ends, because this will be nothing if you wait on that. We also got this stuff, the Dark Dimension 6 countdown orb fragments, which has some pretty good stuff at very low drop rate, some energy, all this stuff. This is pretty good compensation. I think this is decent for the downtime that we had.
I like it. If they break something, they should comp us. Basically, that is what, you know, if they ever decide not to comp us on something, I usually remind them. I'm like, look, you broke it. You should do something. Yeah.
Now, they mentioned a bunch of these issues. So it wasn't just the logging in. There was a bunch of other issues that happened. So some players did not load past 97%. Partial access to the store. Leaderboard scores appearing incorrect. Alpha raids were inaccessible. There were some other things that came up. Crucible not working. There was the Nova Trials. I don't think it was related to this, but it may have been related to incursion raids going live, which some people had some problems with. A lot of things bugged this week.
Yeah, a lot of bugs out there. I don't know what's going on down there, but they're certainly letting a lot of things slide.
They are. We're going to get to the biggest one about the Nova Trials in a bit, but let's talk about Cosmic Crucible, because that was what I was looking forward to, getting some more Quicksilver Shards, not necessarily the rules of Season 3, but I'm glad that we got this back at the normal schedule, but this was bugged as well, and of course, everything that you're doing this week does not count. So if you went 3-0, it does not count. If you went 0-3, it does not count. You're just going to get the rewards. So let me mention these bugs here. And there's a couple other bugs that I want to mention here. So this says there was an issue with the game servers yesterday that necessitated emergency maintenance. And they're addressing a few different things in Cosmic Crucible. First, the current tournament will continue to completion and the rewards will be sent per standard rules. That's good. Okay. Next, the final tribunal rankings will ignore the scores for this tournament, reverting the standings to the start of Season 3. So everything that you did this week, Mr. Hargrave, does not count. How does that make you feel? Happy, sad? Did you do good so far in Crucible or bad this week in Crucible?
I did good this week. I did really bad in the tournament, so my rank was lowered, and I was on my way coming back up, and it was going really well. So I guess we'll have to start that over again.
Yeah, and hopefully they give us, they don't drop our ratings or stuff between the seasons, because that I'm never making progress. I don't know about you, but I'm always ending back up to the same place because of that drop that they do. Additional points for the Trials of Tribunals milestone will be sent to all players and it'll be extended by a few days. Well, that's good. More opportunity to earn some Gwenpool shards and compensation will be sent, including silver, crucible credits, gold credits, and quicksilver shards. What kind of compensation do you think they're going to send for this? Five shards for quicksilver? 20 shards for quicksilver?
I don't know.
30? 30. So they send some Clone War Chewbacca shards for this?
I mean, if they were just going to send them to everybody, you would hope they would. I doubt they're going to send everybody 100, but maybe 50 is fair.
That'd be good. Especially the people that won this week. They should send a little more to the people that won this week for their scores being dropped back down to what. Now, there's a couple of other bugs that I do want to mention. In Room 6, Peggy Carter, when she does her special, doesn't just revive one member of the Rebirth, revives a whole team. That is a bug going on right now. And there's a bug with Deathpool going on right now as well. Unless she's the far left, she gets no turn meter. So Juicy sent me this. This is the proper placement for your five-piece New Warriors if you have that five-piece. You want Deathpool all the way on this far left because for some reason she's not getting turn meter if she's placed anywhere else. So
that's
what I've heard is going on. Have you heard any other bugs going on in Cosmic Crucible right now?
No, I think there was a lot of crashing. There was a lot of crashing to the point where I was like, I didn't even want to make my Cosmic Crucible attacks. But then, yeah, they said that it didn't count this week. So I didn't have any crashes yesterday, but I know a lot of people are experiencing that.
I guess I got lucky. I haven't had any crashes on Cosmic Crucible this week. So that's a good thing. All right. Are you ready for this big bug that happened? The big showcase event that they were leading up to, that we had to get all these characters for. And came and it didn't work. And it wasn't just like weird bugs that were happening. It was very like obvious bugs that something was not going on right with these Nova Trials there. And what they said, there's an issue encountered with Nova Trials. The event has temporarily disabled while they investigate the problem. We'll keep you posted. Update. There's an issue with a couple packs that are not functioning as intended. We have a secondary effect of inequity in the leaderboard. To ensure the equity of the leaderboard, Nova Trials will be reactivated as is. The milestones rewards available lasting at least through the weekend. It's still actually going on right now. So this was their showcase event, Mr. Hargrave. Why didn't they catch these bugs? They said they were doing this play testing and it was too hard. So they lowered the milestones and then obvious bugs. Bio characters taking turn after turn after turn. How could they not catch this in their play testing, Mr. Hargrave?
It's extremely distressing to me that that went through. Not as a player. As a player of Marvel Strike Force, everything's going to be fine. Everyone's getting Nova. They're going to run it again. The leaderboards are going to be active. That's fine. But what really distresses me is this was going to make them a lot of money. This is their flagship event in Marvel Strike Force. They tested it. They looked at it. They said they did. And the reason why they lowered the difficulty is because they were testing it.
Arbitrary lowering of their score, Mr. Hargrave? Because
they said it was because it was more difficult than they had intended. They actually found it difficult, which is something else entirely, because the way it was bugged, if you put on all of the packs, it was
easier.
Yeah, characters were taking infinite turns. Like, it was so easy to tell that this was entirely FUBAR, right?
And maybe they didn't use any bio characters in their testing.
You have to use them. You can't avoid it. There are bio nodes. It's crazy. It's so distressing that they didn't notice any of that.
Maybe they just tested the first node and said the turn meter works here. We're good. I don't know what happened.
Given right now does not fill me with confidence that this game is doing well. I don't know what they're doing, but they're not testing their flagship content. And that is extremely disturbing to someone who, enjoys making videos about this on YouTube and talking to this community. And it's not a good sign. I'm going to be here till the end. I know you are, too. We're going to be playing the music as we go down. But
there's still things I enjoy about this game. I enjoy covering this game. There's certain times I enjoy playing this game. I definitely enjoy the community. I enjoy these collabs with all the rest of the content creators and stuff. There's a bunch of things I enjoy about this game, and I'll be here as well.
If your game testers don't realize that the bio characters are taking unlimited turns, I don't know what we are going to notice. Like, what is it? Where? How low is the bar right
now? Wow.
Disturbed.
All right. So they were getting them back, not on when they said the 24th, the second version date to be announced. So they're going to get a fixed version out of this. But before we get the fixed version, we got this announcement on Friday, the Awaken abilities for Nova. Now, all the stuff, I like what they said here. In reviewing the frustration with mirror matches with previous Apex War teams like Gamma, these Awaken abilities have been designed to mitigate that friction. And I do like that. What I don't like is materials for these abilities are available in the special Nova Overloaded Orb, which was in the game briefly. We're going to take a look at Dorky Dad's video that he saw that, but it looks trash. And hopefully they remove that because they're going to make it better. Purchase for power cores, 2x the value. This upset the community. Now, they did make it better recently, but what was your reaction when you first saw this?
The
power cores for the Nova Overloaded Orb.
power cores or cash, right? Yeah, that was definitely upsetting. It's not something you want to see going forward. You know, hey, this character isn't quite working right. So you can either use your cores or money to get the rework, everybody. So what's next? We're going to start selling, you know, reworks for Guardians of the Galaxy, Hand, whatever people wanted. We released another legendary. It's not quite working right. Well, you can give us some money and we'll fix it.
Hey, he's not even totally released yet, Mr. Hartgrave. He's not totally released yet. We haven't got the full rewards for the Nova packs and all that stuff. So he's not even a full character. He's getting a rework.
Yeah, and for cash. But now I guess it's slightly...
It did get better. It did get a little better, right? Because now we're getting this back. We had a date that it was announced on the 24th. Now it's got pushed back to the 25th. So starting later today, it should be back. We'll see, though. This blog doesn't say if something changed. So it should be back here. Now it says, second, it was announced the second round of Nova Trials had a milestone only and not a leaderboard. But the good news is... there, in fact, will be milestones, and it will contain some rewards, including DD6 countdown orb fragments, which is good, 400,000 points. Also, another reward by scoring 1.1 million, you earn enough for 12 Nova overloaded orbs, giving you a chance. This is what I don't like, a chance to unlock either. Nova's awakened abilities. What the heck is that? So you can spend a lot of money and get nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what they think they're doing. I mean, it was bad enough when they brought out Apocalypse and he was so underwhelming that you had a wave of big spenders quit. And then they're like, wait, we'll give you a better Apocalypse, but only once you're totally done. Here,
Giordano, you can have a gold Apocalypse and you're special.
What, golden Apocalypse? Like, I think awakened abilities were really cool when they were planned. When it was like, this is the plan, is the these characters will have awakened abilities. Now it seems like this character, you don't like it? Well, now it has awakened abilities and you'll have to like give us money for it, or you'll maybe get some orbs that'll maybe give you the ability.
Or maybe it was like, oh shoot, we broke our Nova event. We're not going to make enough money from this. Let's give them more abilities and sell those. Then we'll make our money from this.
Look, what I'm starting to think is there's like two guys working on this game, and they're like, well, to justify these guys working on it, we have to make money. So I guess we have to sell the abilities if they're going to improve them. If we're going to take them off of the new team.
We made this whole Nova event. We need to get paid for our time.
Yeah. If we're going to have, you know, these guys got to work overtime to fix this character. Well, then they're going to need to be compensated.
Yeah, jeez.
We need someone else.
We broke our event. We need to spend way more man hours to fix this event. We need some cash. All right, this is not a bad thing, though. This next paragraph, for furthermore, fragments of Nova Overlord or a permanent place in future Nova trials. So that's a good thing. We don't have to spend cores on that ever. Ever. We don't have to spend cores ever.
Yes, this is the good news. And especially if you don't care about war, like I don't, because the rewards are pretty much the same for a win as they are for a loss. Eventually, you will get fully empowered Nova over time.
Yes, this will provide a long-term chase for his awakened abilities, greater incentive to participate in Nova trials. But like I said, Dorky Dad, he did see this Nova overloaded orb on his channel for a bit. It's not in the game right now, so let me play this video. You can see some of the stuff that he's looking at here, the Nova overloaded orb while it was in the game. And make sure you check out this video. Dorky is very, very angry in this video. We look at these fragments here, T3 orb fragments. Let's see if we can fast forward to the part where you can actually see these. Yeah, these ability drops are very low chance there. Let's see if we can get some screenshots. 1%, 4%, 10%.
No.
Yeah, I guarantee it's a consumable. It could just be a resource drop. You may not get any of this stuff. Is this the first time you're seeing this?
Yeah. Oh my God.
This is a horrible orb.
We should do a video with all three of us.
My goodness. There's going to be it's going to have to be on your channel or something. I'm trying to keep my family friend.
Channel and we'll all curse. It'll be great.
Jeez. Yeah.
When and look at this. Hits the game. You know, that's 18%. Insane.
What? And how many of these do you need to get these fully awakened abilities?
Oh my God.
Some of the, I don't know. This just looks horrible. So hopefully, let me say it. Hopefully they saw the reaction that Dorky had for this. They say, we got to make this a little better. They took this out of the game and they're going to reintroduce this a little better, because this is horrible.
just so like, yeah, we've never seen anything like this before. There's never been anything like this before where a character has been locked behind such random mechanic
to make it 800 cores per orb, 800 cores per orb as well.
Yeah, no way. No way. Yeah. I would never. I just, you know what? My Nova doesn't work then. Fine. Yeah. My Nova doesn't
work. He'll work on defense. He's going to be a defensive nightmare for all of your foes.
Great.
But so you're not going to be able to use him on offense.
So my Nova won't be good until they work this out. That's just how that will be. That's how it'll be. That's how you got to play Marvel Strike Force spitefully.
Yeah. All right. The good thing, though, there was no Blitz for a while. Actually, if you're pushing for the Brawn Blitz, it was actually pretty bad. The Blitz Sim was disabled for a while. I'm not sure how long this was disabled. When I tested out this morning, it was working. So it's back up as of now, Valley. But my goodness. Wait, Valley.
Blitz, you could still Blitz, though.
I could have, yeah.
I just manual needed to. Blitz. Now we're talking.
Good thing. This happened during a Brawn Blitz, not all during right, the Agatha dude. Blitz, or not during a Blitz event. Although Braun is not technically farmable, he's very easily farmable with those Blitz orbs, but this is the thing that the community voted for, sort of, right?
I manual blitzed for 2 years. Back in my day, all we had was manual blitzing, and we liked it.
All we had was rage and manual blitzing and 5 arena attacks per day, and that's all we did. All we did was blitz all the time.
And we had no sim. And we're fine.
Yes, flippity floob.
I'm not angry at all.
No. All right. You know what else we got this week, which you pointed out had some not as good rewards, but we got the incursion raids. This is the map of the incursion raids. How exciting was this for you, Mr. Hartgrave? I mean, did you know which lane to go in and where do you start it? What? Why was this so convoluted? We had all these charts here. I wasn't sure where to go, and it's very, very confusing.
All right, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Okay. Well, this is the real map here, and this doesn't look that much better, Mr. Hartgrave. Come on now. So we got one lane up here. We got one lane up here. Two lanes that start. They go these right, guys. Look. They got to go this way. You got one side over here that has to go up this side, go this way. You got one other part going here, and they all lead up to this thing here. How does this make sense? Why couldn't this design this all going up or all starting in the same place? Why did it design this like this, Mr. Hartgrave? This makes no sense to me.
It is needlessly extra. It is. I don't know why they decided to flip the script. They're like, it's 5 years, baby. We need a raid map that'll turn everything on its head.
How about we make a raid go both ways? They got to go down and up.
Which way did he go?
Did your lines get confused the first time they saw this? I don't think we had too many people go the wrong way, but this is confusing.
I gotta say, sadly, yes, people did get confused, and I did have to spend an hour last night like explaining it over and over and over. I had to draw pictures. I was drawing little arrows.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, go here and do this.
Back in my day, we had the Ultimus raids, and we all started in the same place, and we all ended in the same place, and it's like...
I didn't even realize there was a boss node. I kept seeing this map and like this little guy hanging out here at the top. That's the boss node.
Now
he's not connected to anything.
No. Now the boss node is super easy. This boss node. Yes. I one shot it with my death seed, not like full auto. Wasn't even other stuff. I don't think the enemies even took a turn. They had negative effects on them the whole time. This tech section was super hard. This mystic boss was horrible.
That's rough.
What is going on with the difficulty in this? Especially and bio is pretty easy. Skill is pretty easy. Mystic is hard. Tech is hard.
I might be unique in this, but here's my really big problem with this.
Yes.
I will never see the nodes for mutant, skill, or bio. I will never look at them. I will always sim them and win. And that's really weird. It's a brand new raid. Remember back, years ago when a new raid came out?
Here's the thing. We're playing difficulty zero, right? And that's equated to Doom 3.3 or something. You've been 100% Doom 3.5 for a while. Yeah. So maybe you haven't gotten to the right difficulty yet, but just on this base difficulty, my goodness, Tech is so hard. Mystic is so hard. That is not equitable to do a 3.3 as far as difficulty of those two sections there.
Here's the good news. You push up to whatever you do it once, push up to whatever difficulty you're going to run, and then you can run this 60% and never do any Mystic or Tech nodes.
Hmm.
This raid is designed for you not to play it, and that bothers the hell out of me. Because I like to play this game, and this is not a game. This is just like, I built my raid teams, and so now I win, and it's done.
Well, let's talk about these scourges that got thrown on us by sort of surprise on Friday. I guess if you were in a test server, you knew about these. I didn't go into a test server until like Saturday and start getting all the footage for this. So we got some scourges here in the bio lane. This was not too bad. This tech lane specifically designed to say F you to Bionic Avengers.
Yeah, really.
Screwing up the heal, screwing up the barrier, screwing up the defense up. What the heck?
That being said, Bionic Avengers is still probably the best team to use on that section.
Sadly. Oh, the weird thing, when I was on a test server, they struggled in the first node and the second node.
Yes.
But they cleaned up the boss node. So why is the boss node easier than the first and second node? Who the hell designed this raid? This is the stupidest raid. The convolution of their lanes. Why is the main boss one of the easiest nodes in the whole freaking... I don't understand this whole thing.
I told you, Valley, it's Gary and Chuck, and they have a lot on their desk, okay? It's two
Gary
guys.
Gary and Chuck, you suck. Both of you guys suck.
They have to develop everything that is happening. They work overtime to fix Nova.
You guys need to get some ChatGPT and get some AI helping you guys, because you guys aren't doing your work properly. I don't know who designed this or who playtested this and thought this was a good idea, but this is not.
Valley, I think AI did make that raid map.
It looks
they always can't get fingers
intuitive.
Right.
All right, this Mystic lane kind of screws up some other. What is that?
AI struggles with faces and fine details, so I think it did make that map. Yeah.
It's AI. They didn't say to make a easy to follow four players raid map. They just said make a raid map that has this elements, and they forgot to include that the ease of use and all that stuff in their prompts.
My favorite raid map is the beta. Why can't it just all be like the beta? It's so good. It all weaves and you can cover each other and it's fun.
Yeah. I like that
the
one too.
Beta, man, the beta is good.
That's a good one. All right, the Mystic lane, this kind of screws up Dormammu and a few of these other characters. Yeah. Cannot have stealth. This just really screws up our current teams. The Mystic and Tech is what I'm really disappointed in difficulty, especially at the base difficulty, which is supposed to be compared to Doom 3.3. Not at all.
It's funny that the mutant, bio, and skill sections actually improve Invaders, Rebirth, and Deathseed. They actually get buffs out.
Oh, almost like they did it on purpose.
Yeah, they're like, well, these two. Well, the upside of that is that even if you have a really weak Rebirth and Invaders, which is like everybody, they work really, really good, which is why you never actually have to play those nodes. But they
you buy those characters so you don't have to play the game.
Like, here's a little secret. Rebirth still kind of sucks. Like, it's not really a good team, but from the buffs that it gets in Cosmic Crucible and the buffs that it gets in the raid, it works.
They appear to be very, like, very good. It's an illusion.
It's an illusion. It's a good team. Like, if you take that team into the tower, what's it going to do? On a high level, that team's going to do nothing. That team sucks.
Oh, they are pretty good in Blitz, Mr. Hargrave. Let's not kid ourselves here.
When it's working.
All right. When it's working. That's true. Mr. Hargrave, let's talk about these rewards, because you're one of the ones that caught this in the Envoy chat a few weeks ago. Now, they didn't respond, so I didn't think they actually did anything about this. You said, I'm doing Doom 3.5, 100% every single day, and now when I do these encouragement raids, I'm getting worse rewards. What the hell is up with that? They didn't respond to you. I didn't think they did that, and I was actually wondering why they didn't do it. You said they did change this, though.
They did. We actually got the improvement, and I was really happy to see it. I got surprised. I went in here to look. I was like, did they fix this? And they did. So we were going to get like 3,000 or 4,000 teal elite orb fragments
in this part. In this part. Okay.
And now we're going to get 10,000, which is the same amount that you get for hitting 100% on the Doom 3.5. So okay. that there's incentive to actually move into the incursion raids, because Good. The way it was, there were alliances seriously looking at the early footage and going, I don't know if we even want to touch these incursion raids.
Well, I'm glad you called them out on that. I'm glad they actually did something and responded like this. Now, we're doing 60%. Is this 60% equitable to the 60% of Doom 3.5? I didn't go look back at those rewards there.
Oh, I could have a look at it here.
If you don't know off the top of your head, that's fine.
Yeah, I think it's fair enough.
Okay. It looks about the same. It looks similar enough that it's fine.
All Plus, right, the so incursion raid one is technically easier-ish. I mean, the tech and mystic section are not easier.
They're harder.
But the good news is you only have to hit 60%. On the incursion raid one normal difficulty to okay. then be able to do difficulty one.
And then it ramps up one after that, right? By 10% each time.
Yeah, 70% and then 80%. So technically you don't have to beat the mystic or tech section to move into difficulty one and get better 60% rewards.
Man, so that boss, that boss node, so easy, but nobody's ever gonna play it because the tech is gonna be so hard.
Here's the real crime. No one will ever play it. They'll sim it. It's so easy. True.
The Death Seed beats that thing so easily.
Gosh. I'm so disappointed. When we got raids, it was like 15 new missions. 15 brand. Remember the guides that used to come out? Use this character and this character on this node. And then on the next node, you're going to want to swap out Doctor Strange and you're going to want to put
in. Oh, those were the fun times when we could theory craft and we could make different teams and had to figure this stuff. I liked when we had to figure this stuff out. It was part of the fun that I had in the game. Now it's like, all right, Invaders here, Rebirth here, Death Seed here. And not, I liked when we had to use hybrid teams and had to figure stuff out. Like, this web wars aren't good. Oh, let's try to figure something out. But it's been a while since we've had these cookie cutter teams.
Well, that's what I actually really liked about the broken trials. I was one of the people that also said leave the broken Nova trial in because it's actually really fun. Yeah. I went and beat it with Ravager Bruiser.
Oh.
Ravager Bruiser would take unlimited turns and I would beat some of the nodes with Ravager Bruiser. It was just funny to watch
it. Just to beat it with Ravager Bruiser, not
Ravager Bruiser.
And, just to prove a point.
God mode Phylavel was also great. You would bring an Infinity Watch and then you'd have this just amazing Phylavel running around murdering everybody.
Any bio was just going crazy. As long as the enemies didn't have a bio, but yeah.
Well, then you had to play it. Then you had to be aware. Okay, these Titanias are gonna get unlimited turns. I gotta take them out. It's like a whole new game.
Yeah, I can't let Titania take turns because Gambit's gonna ping my characters to death. So I gotta bring in Moonstone and stun the Gambits and not bring Titania at all to the. Yeah, that was fun. I like that. It's a little challenge. That's something I miss in Marvel Strike Force: the theory crafting, the puzzles, and have to figure the puzzles out. This is a puzzle game. In the beginning,
we need nobody knew that Scientist Supreme was going to become raid meta for like
that
6
was
months.
Fun. That was fun that when was Scientist fun. Supreme was like, "Oh, this is actually a good character right now." Yeah,
yeah, character that has never been a good character just got a moment to shine out of nowhere, unforeseen. I don't think the developers were like, "Scientist Supreme is going to be great." They had no idea either, and that's really cool. I think the original what was it called? The original tech team. Which was like a mashup of like Vision and Star Lord. That was unforeseen.
Tech
that
wing. Wasn't supposed- Tech Wing, like Falcon was in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few good characters.
At the time, the arena meta was supposed to be like Brotherhood and Fury. And then this tech team kind of just butted in.
Yeah.
And we need stuff like that to happen more often.
I really enjoyed when that was going on in the game. We had Korg arrive in the game with, I think, very little fanfare. Is this... Hi, Korg. Is there anything, any use of this character right now in war without his full team?
Not without Doug.
All right. Well, so you can get Korg if you want to prepare in advance for this Nowhere team, but Korg by himself doesn't do much. Nova's not fully in the game yet, and the rest of the Nowhere team is not period. So Korg is kind of not doing much right now.
I'm skipping Nowhere altogether because I got to focus on these new raid teams. My alliance is going to push up to difficulty 3 or 4. Of the incursion raids, so I got to get my Rebirth and Invaders up. I don't. Yeah. The war rewards, they reworked them, but
they don't help you for DD6. Yes. The raids do. Yeah. The war rewards don't.
No.
So no, yeah, raids are more important. I'm probably skipping them as well. Maybe just because I don't have the gold. But yeah, maybe I'm, I don't know. That I don't see a huge value war right now. It's all about the raids and getting the Dark Dimension 6 and getting that gear 18. So unless they do something with that, incentivizing us to play war for the gear 18, then I'm probably going to skip this team. Just I don't have the gold to build them.
Which is a shame. I really like the new war. Look, it only took them like 4 years to fix it. But it is better. It's so much better now. It's not as stressful or as horrible. And I really had fun. I ran a war this Monday. I stayed on like all day babysitting my alliance. All right, guys, you got to do this. And hey, you do that and make sure you use this on this. And it was really fun. And it wasn't like stressful like it used to be. We have to attack this right now or else they're going to kill our armory. And then we are going to, it wasn't any of that kind of stuff. It was just like a fun thing to obsess over for the day. Right.
Well, what do you think the biggest, let's talk about this. What do you think the biggest changes for war were? As you can see, we just started one. I don't know if we're down or not, but is it that you didn't have to wait for your attacks? Is it that it was more efficiency based than not getting this stuff over time? You could do all your attacks at once. Like I could do all my attacks right now. We just started this war. So what was the biggest thing for you? These changes that this war brought on? Is it some of the room bonuses or is it just all the attack or everything?
The removal of the ticking clock, because it's just not, unless your alliance is all in one time zone, it's so hard. You have to be, this is like high level recruitment, you know, complaining that I'm going to do, but to be in a good war alliance, you have to really recruit for those kind of people. And those kind of people, I don't want to be in an alliance with. Like, you know, they're a little ramped up, right? And
I know one of my buddies would get texts from his alliance mate saying, hey, we need you on standby for this attack. Not even did you need attack. Like, hey, you got to be ready. You got to be ready at this time because we might need you to attack. It's like I don't want to play the game like that.
It's a little too much. The scheduling becomes very intense. It was very intense. Now
we don't have to do that. Yeah.
You can take it at your leisure. And I really like that they can't cripple you. When your armory, when your hangar goes down, it doesn't affect you at all.
Yeah.
So you get to maintain your combat power through the whole war. You don't have any kind of, the only thing that's going to mess with you is if they boost or not. And it's all about strategically taking down the rooms in the right order, which is going to be your most important rooms now. In my opinion, your comment section can argue with me. Armory and med bay, I don't think that's very controversial to say. You want to kind of go after your armory, go after your med bay, and then work from there. Because that's going to take away 20% damage, 20% attack power, and 20% health, which are the two biggest kind of buffs on the board.
So that's probably the ones that people are going to be hiding the most is those two.
Yeah, it'll be down at the bottom, right?
Yeah. So you got to work through the most to get to that. All right, but yeah, overall, I like these war changes. I do like that I could do all my attacks at once and I don't have to wait around. And yeah, it's just efficiency. If I want to wait to the very end of the war, you know, it doesn't cost my alliance anything either. So I could.
Here's what's interesting. You were saying you didn't know if you were winning or losing, right? Because it's almost impossible to tell if you're winning. What you have to do is go to the statistics screen, and they should do this for you.
Well, it's right here. I said that because I clicked on it.
Right? Points don't matter. It's all relative because whoever clears first doesn't matter. It's whoever clears best. Unless you tie.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying. Yeah, the score doesn't really matter. And from that sense, because it's efficiency based. You don't know if they've attacked. You don't know if they've missed attacks or anything like that.
Well, what you have to do is go to the statistics screen and count up how many defensive wins each side has. And that's how you figure out who's winning. So that was what was fun, was going in there and being like, oh, they have 30 fails and we have 20. We are winning. Even if our score is lower, I'm like, just stay on course, play your best game, and we will win.
I like it. I think this is a positive change. Any negative change? Do you think that this is going to be a more of a temporary thing? Because they did say it's a temporary thing. They're testing these out. The Black Order changes, what do you feel about those?
Black Order is, you know, a challenge, but it's not like Heroes for Hire bad. Things can beat it. We found that Infinity Watch, War Dogs could beat it.
Okay.
But not if it's punching up too much. Because there's some gigantic Black Order.
As a two-shot, Infinity Watch, then the War Dogs, or just Infinity Watch and just the War Dogs can beat them?
One shot.
Okay,
so
nice.
So Infinity Watch and War Dogs can kind of punch across on it. Some people got lucky and were able to punch up.
I punched down with my War Dogs on a Black Order, so I wasn't sure about punching up. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be able to punch down on it. But there's some gigantic Black Orders out there. But then I like the new system, too, with Exhausted. So even this team on the planet, you know, the 3 million power Black Order, you hit it once, you get kill one of them. Now, first off, they're going to load up and Thanos isn't going to be empowered. So they're already a leg down and they're all exhausted. So they have less stats. They have less abilities. That's a great mechanic to really, you know, prevent these heroes for hire situations where we're hitting that team like six times or whatever.
Yeah, oh, my God. That was horrible. That was horrible. So yeah,
well, you just give up. You just throw the phone and you're just like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
I don't need this in my life.
All right. So overall, this week it was a mixed bag. I mean, there was a lot of bugs. If you take out the bugs, I think the worst thing is probably the Nova abilities that I hope they could fix that orb. It's the orb. I like that they're giving that stuff. So they went back on a bunch of stuff, but I think they need to solve the bugs. Man, their playtesting is leaves a lot to be desired.
Well, it's existed, but they're not paying attention at all.
They're not testing the right things or something, or they're not actually playing it. Maybe they're simming it and they're like, all right, this is, or just autoing it and not realizing what's going on. I don't know how they couldn't catch those bugs.
It's not Chuck and Gary's fault. Let me make that very clear. The two guys working on Marvel Strike Force right now, the last two guys that are left, it's not their fault. They're understaffed. They need to use some of that massive amount of money that this game is still drawing and hire some really good developers that can, you know, help out.
All right. Or just use more AI, more AI bots to help.
I'm not ever going to be mad at the people who actually, the actual developers of Marvel Strike Force. I am not mad at them. I am mad at the people who are in control of the situation. The CEOs, the guys running the show who are letting this game just, I don't know what they're doing. They don't care anymore, as far as I can tell.
It's still Scopely, right? It hasn't switched over to Savvy yet. It's still Scopely at this point, right?
I think. Still Boundless Scopely Studio. You know, that's what's
going on. I don't know. Hopefully things get better with Savvy. I don't know. Hopefully they do. But that is about it. Any final thoughts on Marvel Strike Force, Mr. Hargrave?
I still make videos on it.
Me too. All right, well, thank you guys for watching. Let me know your thoughts on Marvel Strike Force right now. What is the state of the game? How happy are you with this? And what do you see coming up? Is there a lot of improvements in sight? Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you check out Mr. Hargrave, his YouTube channel, his Twitch channel, his Discord, everything. He puts out a lot of great content and behind the scenes does a lot for the community, whether you see it or not. So thank you for all that you do, Mr. Hargrave. Thank you for joining me. On such last minute notice, I've been sick this week and everything's been kind of weird this week. So thank you for this last minute joining me. If you guys haven't already subscribed, hit that subscribe button. Check me out on social media. We do this every single week with all the updates on Marvel Strike Force, good or bad. And Mr. Hargrave, are you ready for it, my friend?
You bet.
Hulk fist bump. Mr. Hargrave at Valley Flying out. Have a great rest of your day, guys.